Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give a big hand clap. Yeah? So I once again give a big hand clap to the worship team. Didn't they do well? Very awesome, amen? And we're the best. We are, amen. Emronda, I want to believe. He thinks that Zoe worship team is the best, this guy, but we are. I know that team, and it's great. Amen? It is great, and at a certain point it was greater than that, but we what? We overtook. I'm telling you, we overtook. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, our Thursday we had a great Bible study, rather prayer meeting, like she has said. Amen. How many of you were there? Yes, it was awesome. There was what she called the Father's. As we prayed, there was a word that came from God, which was saying that God was releasing what He termed as the Father's blessing. You remember those were there? The Father's blessing. We didn't have any... Yeah, anyway, it was the Father's what? Blessing. There was something like that. A word that came and God wanted everyone that was there to receive. And they had to know what... God had to tell them what each of them is what? Receiving. And then He told us that it was in the same like when Jacob, you remember? When Jacob was ready to depart, to leave, then he called his 12 sons. And then he spoke to every one of them what would befall them in the future. You remember that? So on Thursday, it was the same thing where God was saying He was releasing something upon every person, a blessing, the Father's blessing, that will impact them for generations to come. Them and those who are coming after them, should the Lord tarry. Do you remember that? Amen. So if you missed the prayer meeting, if God had told you, go on Thursday and you didn't come, those are yours. Amen. But we show you, Sarah, come. But we show you that this wasn't just to hype people. Sarah, after we prayed and the blessing was pronounced, then I prophesied on some few people and then also on Sarah. Then I told Sarah that the Lord, and it's something about fruitfulness, isn't it? Then later she came and testified. What did you testify?
Praise God, church. I testified on Thursday that Thursday morning I had been led by God to read Genesis 49. And in Genesis 49, that is where the blessing was.
You weren't supposed to read Nehemiah,
is it? I'm going to explain everything. That morning, I was reading Nehemiah. And after Nehemiah, I had to read something from Samuel. But after I had done all that, the Lord led me to read Genesis 49. And in Genesis 49, that's where Jacob was blessing his sons. And during the prayer meeting, when the Father's blessing was released, Pastor told us that the Lord is speaking to each one of us, that special word that was supposed to be like the blessing from God. And for me, I had the blessing of Joseph. The Joseph in the one of the sons of Jacob, and after the prayer, at the end of the word, Pastor prophesied to me that I shall be fruitful. This is my season of fruitfulness, and it was basically about fruitfulness. But when you read Genesis chapter 49. Verse 22. That's where Joseph was being blessed. And in the Bible it says, Joseph is a fruitful bough. even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the walls. So I just blessed God for that accurate word for that very moment. Thank you.
Now, the reason why I wanted to share that is to show you that what happened that day on Thursday wasn't just, you see, a father's blessing, the word had come forth. Everyone was supposed to receive whatever comes to their hearts from God. And at that instant, she remembered what? Joseph, the fruitful, you know. And that's what she had been told, led to read in the morning on Thursday. You understand? So you see what I mean? So that was to confirm what had happened that day. Glory be to God. Now, the reason why God has led us to share this is because he wants to release, for those of you who are not there on Thursday, he wants also you to partake of the Father's blessing. Right now, you understand? Right now, you know, because, of course, most of you, a good number of you cannot make it on Thursdays. Though some of you are just lazy, you don't want to pray, you know, you just want to be around things which, whatever your emotions, you know, which is very sad. Very sad, by the way. But some of you just cannot make it on. You have to pick kids from school, you know those things, Or you live the other side of town so you can come to Ntinda, you know, It's understandable, But every one of you, God wants to release, wants also you to be a partaker of what he released on Thursday, the Father's blessing. Okay? So right now, go ahead and receive, whatever. Now, I don't know what that blessing is for you, You and your God, you and your Father, you're the ones who know, So let him speak to you right now, what he's giving to you right now at this moment, and then receive, Glory be to God. Yeah, receive the Father's blessing, If the keyboard guy had been sharp enough, he would have been playing something already, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So receive the Father's blessing. This is serious. Sarah's the testimony is a confirmation that this thing is for sure. Something was released on Thursday, and it is still available right now. God wants you to be a partaker of it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for the blessing that you release on every individual right now in the name of Jesus. That blessing that will impact their lives now, and since it is a Father's blessing, it will impact even generations coming after them, impact them for good. Just like whatever Jacob spoke to his children, it came to pass and it was fulfilled in each of those tribes. We thank you, Father. We thank you. You have received? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I want Emron and Damba and who else? And George. Okay? George, yeah, come. Okay? Who wants to be Elvis? Among the three of you. Who is Elvis? Who is Elvis? You're Elvis. Right now, who is Elvis? Okay. Emron has said it's George. Okay? Who's Prophet Jaser? He has said you. And your Pastor Moses. Okay? So Prophet Jaser. And Pastor Moses, go and sit somewhere. Now, Prophet Mbonye, Brother Mbonye, I'm going to narrate a dream someone in this church had. And you're supposed to do as a dream says. So you have to pay attention and you have to act likewise. Hallelujah. So listen as you are. Now, don't wait for the dream to end to do what it says. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's a lady in this church who had this dream. In this dream, it was Zoe Fellowship. Zoe Fellowship. Then Prophet Elvis. You understand? He arrived. You understand? Where are the bodyguards? The ushers. So he arrived. Then he began to preach. He began to preach. Then, shortly after he had begun, he asked that, where is Moses and where is Jesus? And there was no response. So he continued preaching. Then in the middle of the sermon, he asked again, where is Moses? And where is Jesus? No response again. Then he continued to preach. Then towards the end, as I think he was blessing the people, you know, before we realized he was down the, you know, the aisle, you know, in the crowd. Amen. He was in the crowd. And he returned with holding Moses's, you know, Matai, you know, dragging him and Jaza by the jack. You know the jack? Hey. No, jack. It was a jack. And Jay and Pastor by the collar. Matai. And they were pleading for the man to release them. Jesus actually wanted to kneel, then you got them, so they came, then before you know it, they were up at the pavilion, because it was like Kololo, independent ground, up at the pavilion. Then he put his hands around their shoulders, you know. Then as he did that, I think he was praying for them or something, lights, like globes came out of each of them. One from Elvis, one from Moses, one from Jesus. And then what? They went into the crowd. And then thereafter, they saw Prophet Elvis in the crowd. And there was a lady who had a child. Who had, I think, cerebral palsy. And she was folded like a ball. She couldn't walk. And basically, Elvis asked the kid whether she believes that she can be healed, as you're reading there, amen? And the kid said what? And Elvis asked her, do you believe? So she said yes. Then he asked, even if you don't get healed, this time the girl responded, even if I don't get healed, I'll follow you, You understand, Then Elvis said, but what? But I'm going away, And the girl said, I'll get a plane ticket and I'll follow you. Then Prophet Elvis laughed. Prophet laughed and said to the fellowship, if you believe in gospel medicine, we'll stretch out your hands. And people stretch out their hands to the girl. And then the girl was healed. And at the end, the person who dreamed saw the girl taking like black tea. You understand? And the dream ended. But before he called, I think when he called, where he said, where's Jesus and where's Moses? There was something about that, I'm going away. You saw it. I'm going away. Where's Moses? Where's Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you have had the dream and you have seen the dream. Hallelujah. So you know what is next. Do you know what is next? Yes. Okay, who wants to volunteer to interpret the dream? Volunteers. Sarah, come. You're the one who doesn't fear to be wrong. And Rachel Ashaba, Wamai. Glory be to God. This might be the sermon. Okay? Yeah. What is the principle that we use? Yeah. But if your simple interpretation has some controversial things, please don't say them. You might mess people up.
First, let me go with the obvious. Obviously, there is a healing atmosphere at Zoe, for those who believe, even those who don't believe. And then when Prophet was asking for Jason's and Pastor Moses, it means that they are supposed to be at the fellowship. Maybe that's why he was calling them out. Okay, according to Prophet, he thinks they should be, he knows they should be there. That's why he was specifically looking for them. Now, there's that part of I'm going, where are they? That's a controversial part. I will not mess people up.
First of all, that dream is from God. Yes. It's from God. And whatever Rachel has said is right. But let me add to it. You know that point where they were jerked and brought forward? There's something that happened. There's like balls of light that came from the three of them and they went into the crowd. It means, in my opinion, that they all have the anointing that can do what Prophet Elvis does. Then that bit of I am going, I am not afraid to say that, it might be meaning that in absence of Prophet Elvis, these two people are able to do what Prophet Elvis does. Yeah.
So have you clapped because she's right or because she volunteered to say something? Okay. Now, here is what I believe, and most probably I'm right. Most probably I'm what? I'm right. So this dream was on Friday. You saw 30th. 30th was Friday. 31st, whatever. But it was Friday. Friday after what? After Thursday. Amen? So you remember? You see, when you come to service in LAT, you have to be attentive from beginning to end. You remember the father's blessing? Jacob was ready to what? To do what? That's why I chose people who were there on Thursday. Amen? Jacob was ready to leave. You know? Then he had something to give to each of his kids, and he called them. Do you understand? The father's what? A blessing. Amen? Doesn't that sound like this dream? Because you say, I'm leaving. Where's Moses? Where's Jason? Do you understand? That's why I first shared the what? What happened on Thursday. So that somehow I can help you think right, you know. So most dreams, not all dreams, but most dreams, they have something to do with what is happening. Do you understand? So, I'm leaving. Where's what? He called them twice, no response. You understand? Now, everyone, Jacob's children, had to get something. Whether they wanted it. The guy was leaving, and all of you have to appear. You know, Okay? So, you know this scripture, Psalm 23, we say that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I heard years ago from Joseph Prince that the word follow you should be or could have been translated as what? Goodness and mercy shall hunt you down. You know that scripture, Goodness and mercy shall do what? Hunt you down, Meaning, whether you want it or not, goodness and mercy will hunt you down. In fact, there's that bit where he said it will overthrow you, is it? You guys will listen to Prince. there's something like it will like overpower you, you know, isn't it? I thought you guys were better than me regarding the grace, you know, So I'm better than you, all this time, so goodness and mercy hunt you down to like, you know, overpower you, you know, Like I saw, this seems to be what is happening now here, He asked, where's Moses and Jason? I'm going away. No response. Where's Moses? You know, then later he got them by force. You see, Jake. Do you guys know what a Jake is? Man, if they ever grab you a Jake, you cannot escape. That is one of the worst beats you can. You can't. Amen. Then, Amatai. My wife has been waiting for the interpretation of this dream since Friday. And I told her, I will tell you. Even this morning, she's like, tell me. I told you, I will tell you. I told you, don't remind me. I will tell you. You know, eh? Now I'm telling you. Amen. Because I wanted her to enjoy the service. Eh? Don't come and she knows, yeah. You know. Hallelujah. Yeah, so this is what is happening. Eh? And then, of course, when you got them, you know, now, some, that bit looked bad. Eh? Man, being grabbed, what, then, you know, eh? It looked bad. Even me, when I began to read the dream, when I reached that bit of being grabbed like swords, eh? Like, somehow immediately you see you are now, these are the stupid dreams what people have. Eh? But then I was like, but let me continue. Eh? But when I continue, you see, the dream is ending well. Eh? And that's what you guys have to learn. And some dream, always look at the dream, how it ends. Eh? Even if they're bad, see, but how does it end? Eh? You understand? If it ends kawaii, then, you know, eh? So this ended well. Eh? And in respect to what had happened on Friday, the Father's blessing. You understand? Eh? Because when we left Thursday, Paul said, tonight I'm going to go in a dream to really see what happened. To really see what I received. You understand? Eh? Now, on Thursday, I'm the one who ministered the prophetic word. Eh? You see? So, also, me, I went, I'm like, I just couldn't have been just minister. What about me? You understand? Eh? Now, someone who wasn't there at the prayer meeting, you know, Friday morning, they sent me this dream. The moment I looked at it, then this thing of Jake, I was like, shoo, right? But I was like, when I continue, I was like, this is what happened on Thursday. You understand? Eh? So Elvis being like a father figure, eh? You understand? Eh? There is something we had also received, I and Jaza. Of course, since it came out of us, out of the belly, eh? You know, eh? To impact the crowd, it means, and it was Elvis, eh? it has to be a prophetic something. You know what I mean? Eh? Amen? Which makes a prophetic better, you know, eh? Amen? More wholesome, if I should say, eh? Amen? And that's why there's a bit now of the kid with cerebral palsy. Eh? Like, you know, a folded and what. Eh? Then you went, ministered to her. Eh? You know that thing, eh? Where you can have one dream. Eh? And there are two bits in a dream, but like the same story. But actually, both bits mean the same thing. You know, eh? So the girl was like, she had an inability. But Elvis prayed for her and she became whole. You understand? Eh? In the same way, a blessing is supposed to do that. Eh? It makes you whole. Eh? You understand? Eh? So that is what like Elvis did to us, I and Jaza, you know, the enablement, you know, the empowerment to become whole. Eh? You know, most probably, as far as the prophetic is concerned. Glory be to God. Don't you believe that is the right interpretation? You're like, how can you say no to Pastor Moses? What? Eh? You know, so he was going away. And you see, that's the same thing he told the child. But I'm going away. You understand? Eh? So before he goes away, he gives us something. Eh? So that bit is similar to the first one of Jason and Moses. Do you see that? Eh? Most dreams are like that. It's a story, but in that story, there are parts, you know, but which actually mean the same thing. Eh? You understand? Eh? Glory be to God. Now, so, do you believe I'm right? Yeah? I'm right. And now, the reason why this has been shared also is to encourage your faith. Eh? That what you have received today, the Father's blessing, is for real. You see, it happened on Thursday. Sarah had a testimony to confirm that the thing was real. Then someone had a dream Friday morning. Again, the same thing, the Father's blessing. Glory be to God. Amen? So lift up your hands and thank the Father for what you have received today, especially those of you who are not there on what? On Thursday. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for you love us so much. We thank you for your mindful of us. And you really love to bless us. We thank you for the blessing that makes rich, the blessing that empowers us, the blessing that makes us whole. We thank you, precious Father, for this blessing will go on to impact our children, our families, long after we are gone, should you tarry. We thank you, Father, for this blessing can never be chained. What Jacob told the children was it, and it couldn't be chained, Father. We thank you for the goodness that you have blessed us with. Your blessing, it will never be chained. No man can erase it. It will be there for all eternity. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give a big hand clap to Kenneth. Amen. Does John have a sense of beauty? Hallelujah. Amen. So you've learned something about dream interpretation. Now, I really don't think it means that Elvis is leaving. That's why I say if you have some controversial like interpretations, please. I really don't. It was just a symbolic thing. You understand? Just a symbolic thing. Amen. But if he's leaving, then maybe. But for this dream, But I don't think he's leaving. I don't think he's what? He's leaving. He's not. I know he's not. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, very quickly, so that is sermon number one. Now, sermon number two. Amen. So last week we talked about names, how names are the what? Meanings, you know. And then there was that thing about the most important bit was the name of what? Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sickness is driven out of bodies. Demons are cast out. In the name of Jesus, people speak in tongues, you know. And whatever I ask the Father in the name of Jesus, you know, Jesus said that the Father will do it. He will give it to you. The powerful name of Jesus. At that name, every knee bows in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Amen? The more excellent name of Jesus. Today, quickly, we're going to talk about the mind of Jesus. The mind of what? Of Jesus, which you can also call the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? The mind of what? Of Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, it says that we have the mind of Christ. You have the what? Just say that I have the mind of Christ. You have the mind. You're not going to get it. You have it. Amen? Amen? Now, if you have the mind of Christ, we know that Jesus is God. So if you have the mind of Christ, it means you know all things. Isn't it? Are there some things Jesus doesn't know? You know, he's God. He knows all things. Now, the Bible says you have the mind of Christ. So that means that you know all things. Amen? In your spirit, in your soul, it hasn't yet happened. But God's desire is that mind of Christ, the understanding, the wisdom of the Father, the wisdom of Jesus, should come to your soul. You understand? So that you can use it. So that there is never a time when you don't know what to do. You lack knowledge, you lack wisdom. If you're going to prosper, You should tap into the mind of Christ. You know, you should tap into the mind of Christ. You understand? So that you don't walk in ignorance, and ignorance is, you know, is not bliss. You understand? In every area of your life, you should excel because of the what? The mind of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 46 and 47, talking about Jesus. Remember when Mary and Joseph were looking for him, amen, when he was a kid, 12, then they found him in the temple. So he says, verse 46, he says that now, so it was, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. Remember, this is a 12-year-old kid, asking elders, asking them listening and asking questions. And the Bible says that, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. You understand? Eh? His understanding and what? Answers. Eh? Previously, we see him asking questions. Eh? Now we say they were astonished at his answers. Eh? It probably means that he asked questions. Eh? And these old guys couldn't what? They had no answers. Then the kid gave them the answers. You understand? Eh? Now, that is a mind of Christ where you can have answers to every question in life pertaining your calling, pertaining your life. You know what I mean? You know, and if you tap into that mind of Christ, you will live as the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not talking about education. You know, these stupid, not stupid, but that, you know, Hallelujah, But you see, you have an education, and you reach a level, maybe you forgot what you studied, Yet it has to be applied, You understand, Now at that moment, you tap into the mind of Christ, because he knows all things, You understand, Then there are those things also which you didn't study, but a time comes when they are necessary, Where their application is being called for. You understand, You tap into the mind of Christ. You know, that mind which knows all things. You know, Now, if the church, if we guys can grow into that, I can assure you, we shall be the heads and not the tails. You understand? We shall be above and not beneath. You know, prosperity won't elude anybody. Glory be to God. You remember when Jesus, they came and they wanted tax from him and they... his guys, you know, he knew what to do at that moment. You understand? He just told Peter, go, the first fish you get. You understand? Now, that is the mind of Christ, and that's what God would want us to operate in. Glory be to God. Especially since you hear these things every Tuesday from Brother Mbonye. Glory be to God. Prophet Elvis. Amen? There's some people, right now, there's some people want to stone me. Because I'll say Brother Mbonye. No, it's prophet. It is us who are brothers, you know. So I said those things to just disturb some people. Glory be to God. You hear these things. Now, what he has been teaching us, Elvis, every Tuesday, is exactly what God wants. You know, you have the mind of Christ. Now, God expects us to use it. Amen? In every area of life. Hallelujah. This mind of Christ is not about scriptures. The mind of Christ, so you know a lot of scriptures. You know, what use is, scripture is there to whatever, you know, to help in life. You understand? But there are other things which are not in scripture. Hallelujah. The other things which are not in what? In scripture. What you should name your child, There is no word that, a verse which says that, Barbara, name your child this name. You know, it's not there. You know, But the mind of Christ knows a name for that child. You understand? Where you should stay, you know, the mind of who you should marry, the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Robert Sladon, some preacher in the States, wrote a book entitled Sharpening Your Discernment. And I say, so the title was Sharpening Your Discernment. And that was a title, we say that so that you do not marry a fool and so that you do not do business with an idiot. You know, those are not my words. I'm just saying a book. There's a book that exists that is entitled Sharpening Your Discernment so that you don't marry a fool or do business with an idiot. You understand? Don't act like you want to marry an a fool. You don't, isn't it? Do you want to do business with an idiot? Yeah. Now, how are you going to avoid all those things? By tapping into the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. Now, every businessman in this place, if you could just tap into that mind of Christ, I'm telling you, you'll be on top. Hallelujah. Abafele, you know, They won't get you. Then those of you who are attending every fellowship in town, your every Monday afternoon, Monday evening, Tuesday morning, Tuesday evening. So you understand? Every fellowship in town. You know, and they're fleecing you, they're messing you up. You understand? If you could only tap into the mind of Christ, you should know where to go, which one to leave for other people. You know what I mean? Amen? And then, they even won't take your money. If by mistake you get there, you know, the mind of Christ will tell you, don't give those guys even a single dime. Hallelujah. And let me read you chapter. Because you're generous. So I don't want to mess up your generosity. Hallelujah. First, now we're going to read some 15 verses. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 16. This is Paul. Paul says, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, born again and mature. He said, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor all the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. These rulers are basically devils. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We do what? In a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. That wisdom is for our glory. It is not supposed to just stop in the mind of Christ. It's supposed to come into our minds. You understand? From our space into our minds. Okay? Which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If the devil knew that crucifying Jesus was going to mean salvation, he wouldn't have crucified him. But the devil is not... The devil is stupid. You understand? You guys, you give him too much credit. If he knew that even the Jesus is going to kill, is going to rise again, and not him only, but with all those who believe in him, he wouldn't have crucified him. He would just say, okay, you continue living. I'm not touching you. Continue. Do your things. He wouldn't. But because, you know, he didn't have the wisdom of God, he killed him. And I guess 3 days later, the guy was like, what did I do? But to this day, he doesn't have the wisdom. There are things that, now like when you read Revelations, there are clear things that are going to happen to the devil. You understand? The false prophet, all those guys. But the devil is still going to come and act out those things. If he had the wisdom, he wouldn't. He would say, I'm not going to do it. So that those prophecies don't get fulfilled, so the Bible is fake. But he can't. He's going to again, So he just shows you the devil is not that sharp. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? But if you don't have the mind of Christ, don't mess with him. I'm telling you, in your own carnal wisdom, human wisdom, he will flow at you. Hallelujah. But when you're moving, in the mind of Christ, the wisdom of God, you are indestructible. Glory be to God. So, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. He has done what? Revealed them to us through his Spirit. And I can tell you that he's talking about the mind of Christ, the wisdom of God. He has revealed it to us, through his what? His Spirit, the things he has prepared for us, including wisdom, The Bible says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who's from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, the natural man, your boyfriend, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual, he who is spiritual, that is you, hopefully, he who is spiritual judges all things, yet himself is rightly judged by no one. There's some of you who want to judge spiritual people. Now, if you're not spiritual, you don't qualify to judge a spiritual person. Do you understand? If you're not spiritual, you don't qualify to say anything about Zoe, about Elvin. You don't. You don't. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet himself is rightly judged by no one. Then he says, for who has known the mind of the Lord? That is, that he has what? That he may instruct him. Then he says, but we have the mind of Christ. You're not going to get it. You have it. You have it in your spirit. But in your soul, you know, it hasn't yet happened. You understand? However, you can begin to tap into that mind. So that you don't marry an idiot. You know, so that you don't do business with a fool. Glory be to God. In the past, years ago, I've done business. Whether you guys have done things, even my wife, she doesn't know. Like, kind of, some of my past ones. I've done business. You understand? And sometimes I did business with fools, man. Fools are a failure, you understand? And I got hit on the head. I'm telling you, you know these things. Of course, the worst bit is some of you here, you're the ones who are hitting people on the head. Now that is very sad. You are the what? Yeah, you are the what? So people should read Laddon's book. They should read about you in Laddon's book. Hallelujah. But today, you won't be foolish anymore. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ has answers to every question. You remember he asked the big guys questions. Then he answered them. 12 years. You know, Now that's what God wants for you, Now these guys are Daniel and Joseph, They tapped into that mind of Christ. The Bible says about Daniel and his friends, they were 10 times wiser. 10 times wiser in everything they were examined. 10 times wiser. 10 times. Now, these guys were 10 times wiser than. Guys were sharp fellows. They were sharp fellows, especially in the supernatural. Especially in the what? In the supernatural. Some of these guys were, they also say astrologers, magicians. Man, those guys were not a joke. But Daniel was 10 times wiser, you know. Joseph, 10 times wiser. Well, he doesn't say about Joseph 10 times, but he was wiser. That's why he was chosen to be the governor of Egypt. Amen? So you see, if you tap into the mind of Christ, you'll be the head. You know, presidents of nations will be looking for you. You understand? You may not even have the papers, the academic qualifications, but they'll say, we have heard about this guy. Glory be to God. You're sitting like you're feeling sorry for yourself. What? You understand? Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Realize you have the mind of Christ. You can do all things. You know all things. You have answers to all things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, last week, I began to think about URA and Kajina. You understand? And I was like, this nation needs more Kajinas. Man, that lady, to be honest, having heard of someone, a woman as great, as excellent in her world, you understand, like that woman. They are there, I think you could be one of them. However, I've not heard about you. I've not heard about you. You understand? But you're there, Amen? And maybe God didn't want you to be heard about, you know, but you're there, So, Alan, man, we need more women like that. In my opinion, when Kajina left Yura, in my opinion, I'm not saying it's true, but since I have the mind of Christ, I think I could, you know, when she left that place, man, things are not great in Yura, tax collection, like in the days of that woman. Hallelujah. May God raise you up to that level and even higher. Uganda needs such people. That woman was excellent. You understand? Well, now if there's a thing to be done, an organization to shake up to it, you know, they're like, Kati, come. You understand? I'm telling you, we need that. Glory be to God. And about men, which man? I think men are just doing shady, what? You know, there are those idiots you shouldn't be, what? Do business with. But they're there, They are there. They are there, of course. However, in my world, Kajina man stands out. Glory be to God. You see, man, that lady, now, everyone has weaknesses, you understand? You know, but that lady, all of you, I'm sure you all agree. You know, but you say, but he's Museveni, we're stunners. He just, you know, you're being stupid. You should tap into the mind of what? Of Christ. Kajina wasn't there because she's a Westerner. The woman is excellent. You understand? You know, you come before her, people get into her, people start shaking. Even those guys who are trying to ask her the questions, the MPs, they know that we're asking a great woman. You know what I mean? But they have to appear like they're doing their job. But in their hearts, when they ask, they want to hear the wisdom that is going to come out. You know, Hallelujah. May God make you like that. Glory be to God. And even greater. Hallelujah. Tapping into the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. If you're a prophet, God has called you to be a prophet. You know, tap into the mind of Christ, which knows everything. So that you can know birthdays, street numbers. You know what I mean? How many kids someone should gonna have, their names, even before they come. There's absolutely no reason why Prophet Brother Mbonye should be greater than you. You understand? You have the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. The whole reason why Brother Mbonye is doing it greater than you is because he has decided, first of all, to acknowledge that he knows all things, that he has the mind of Christ, and he goes in there and taps into that mind. Glory be to God. In your whatever job you have, whatever in your marriage, you understand, you can know all things, and you will not only know the problems, glory be to God, but the solutions. Hallelujah. Amen. And you will be the head and on the tail. You will always be above and never beneath. Glory be to God. Amen. So Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 that we speak this wisdom in a mystery. In a what? In a mystery. Now, this is where I wanted to come. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. It says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men. He who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Paul said we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. 1 Corinthians 14:2 says that when you speak in tongues, you're speaking what? Mysteries in the spirit. So that means when you speak in tongues, you're speaking the wisdom of God. Glory be to God. You're doing what? You're speaking the wisdom of God. That means the way you can tap into the mind of Christ, into the wisdom of Christ, is to speak in tongues. Glory be to God. That essentially means the more you speak in tongues, the better off you are. Hallelujah. There are some people, for them to speak in tongues, even on Thursday, bakwe gairira. Someone has come on Thursday to pray. Then you find them, they are quiet. Oh, they are reading verses. You know, there's a time for everything. On Thursday, please don't come to read your verses. Hallelujah. Don't. We are praying in tongues on Thursday. Amen? So don't try to be so deep. We're praying in tongues for you. And some of you come, you chewing gum. You know, then you have what? Now, what are those? What are they doing? Music is playing. Great music. No, I want to go. You know, then you're chewing. Then what? You're what? Hallelujah. By the way, I'm not speaking about anybody. I'm tapping into the mind of Christ right now. So I'm speaking under inspiration. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I'm speaking under what? My notes are here. That thing didn't exist. That illustration. So I'm just speaking under what? Inspiration. Amen? Like I was telling you guys, I've never had an out-of-body experience. I've never gone to heaven. Jesus, you know, I've never seen a vision. Amen? But I happen to do the right things at the right time. I happen to preach the right sermons at the right time. You know, but you know, I had a vision, I had a dream when I was preaching this. You understand? However, how I get the right sermons at the right time is simply because I pray in the Holy Ghost. So when I'm speaking in tongues, I'm speaking the wisdom of God. Glory be to God. Now, it doesn't benefit you to speak in tongues, to speak the wisdom of God in a mystery if your mind is unfruitful. Useless. Amen? Now that means we should have the ability to interpret what we are speaking. What we are speaking in tongues. Then it will become useful. Hallelujah. Now, there are two different kinds of speaking in tongues. The speaking in tongues for prayer, for personal edification. Which also includes praying about something so that you can get answers. The wisdom of God. We just include that like what we do on Thursday. Just praying in the Holy Ghost. Just praying. So that's one. Then there's the speaking in tongues, which is for public. You know, like I stand here and I speak Ramandes, you know. Which, if it can be interpreted, it's a prophecy for somebody. You understand? Now, that is the one which Paul said that all don't speak in tongues. He was speaking about that one, which is for public ministry. So if you just speak right, but then no interpretation, useless. So Paul said in that regard, shut up. And then he said, not everyone has that gift. But the one of speaking in tongues for personal edification, for prayer, it is for everyone. You understand? It is for what? For everyone. Now, you use that one, you know, speaking in tongues on your own, you understand, to tap into the mind of Christ. Because if you're praying in tongues, Paul said we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, isn't it? Then he says when we speak in tongues, we are speaking mysteries in the spirit. You understand? So that means when you speak in tongues, you're speaking the wisdom of God. You're speaking it. However, you need to interpret because you need an answer. You know? So you have to pray to God for understanding. What is that I'm speaking? Ramandeze. What is that I'm speaking? Glory be to God. Amen? So it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, it says, therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. Amen? So this is what I'm saying. God wants you to interpret those mysteries that you're speaking. So that you can now know what to do. You can know that this guy who has brought me this offer is a fool. You understand? Amen? So I shouldn't do business with him. You know, So you can know that this guy, you know, who follows me to church, he follows me to Zoe. You understand? Eh? He's actually an idiot. I shouldn't marry him. Glory be to God. Amen. Man, people have married idiots. I'm telling you. Eh? Anyway, I'll give examples and then some of you will think I'm talking about you. Glory be to God. Yet what? I'm tapping into the what? The mind of Christ. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So when you are speaking in tongues, eh, it is actually the Spirit praying through you. Eh? The Spirit who knows the mind of Christ is praying, is speaking mysteries through you. Eh? Amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You remember? So the words were from the Holy Ghost. Eh? You understand? Eh? Now, what you pray in tongues is from the Holy Ghost. Eh? And it has a meaning. Every word that you speak in tongues has a meaning. Do you understand that? Eh? Every word, just like every name in the world, has a meaning. Eh? People say this name, I don't know what it means, it has no meaning. That is nonsense. That didn't exist. Hmm? Every name has a meaning. Whether you know it or it has a meaning. In the same way, every tongue, every word that comes out when you're speaking in tongue, it has a meaning. It has a meaning. You know, it has a meaning. Glory be to God. Man, something awesome happened. I go to know this on Friday. Again, go to confirm that the Father's blessing was real. Someone, Fiona, she came, she met me on Friday, and she said, "That man, Moses, do you know that you spoke Itesot on Thursday at the prayer meeting?" Apparently, when I was saying that, "Father, thank you for the blessing, the Father's blessing." You know, as I was praying, you know, "Thank you for the blessing." Then I tuned to tongues. You know, she had me say an Itesot word which means thank you. What's that word?
Eyalama.
Eyalama. I was saying, you also had, you know? But I was saying, "Thank you, Father, for the Father's blessing. Thank you, Father, thank you." Then, yalama, you know, So you can see even in context the thing, you know. Do that tongue. So you see, every word you speak in tongues has a meaning. There might not be someone who can know what you're speaking. However, to God, it means something. And some of those things you speak in tongues, God would want you to get understanding because it is a solution you need for something. Glory be to God. That is how you tap into the mind of Christ, the hidden wisdom of God, which you speak out in mysteries. And if you want, as you're praying in tongues, you ask God for interpretation as you continue to pray, and then an idea pops up of what that means. Glory be to God. And then with that, you don't walk in the world in blindness, you know, in darkness. You walk according to the light of God, the revelation of God. Hallelujah. Speaking in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The way this sermon it connected, you know, God said, "Now you spoke about names the other day. Every name has a meaning." So he told me, "Now talk about tongues, because every word in a tongue has a meaning." Hallelujah. So let my children take what they pray in tongues seriously, for it all means something. And if they could inquire of me what they're praying, what it means, then they would tap into the mind of my son, the mind of Christ, my hidden wisdom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you're good. You are good. And you see, you guys have to understand that our wisdom is a person. When you read the Proverbs, they're always referring to wisdom as a person. She called out. She called out to the idiots. She called out to the fools. You know, it's there. Hallelujah. She called out to calm the simple mood. You understand? Wisdom, she, a person. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God." Jesus is wisdom from God. Wisdom is a person. Hallelujah. So if you want to draw wisdom from a person called wisdom, what do you have to do? You have to relate with that person. Do you understand? You know, wisdom is a person. So you are not the wisdom of that person. You relate with that person. You ask questions and they answer. You relate with them. Amen? So, again, the key to tapping into the mind of Christ, tapping into the wisdom of God, tapping into wisdom, Jesus himself, is to relate with him. Hallelujah. You talk to him, he talks to you. Amen? And that is essentially what happens with tongues and interpretation. When you speak in tongues, then you ask him for interpretation, he gives you, but you understand, relating with that person of wisdom as you speak in the Holy Ghost. You understand? Is this deep? It is very simple. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God, the mind of Christ. Amen? You're not praying to receive that mind. God said, you have it. You have it. Glory be to God. You guys don't know, but this church was supposed to be out of existence within the first month of its coming up. It was supposed to be out. You understand? But I did things which no one knows here. I'm telling you, no one knows. You know, we'll be praying the Holy Ghost, then God will give me an idea. Now, because this church is of God, it was begun by God. Amen? It's going to be everything God has said is going to be. Amen? So he wanted it not to crumble, not to stay. You understand? However, I am the man he had called to handle this work. So now he requires of me to go and tap into his mind, how to make it. You understand? So I'll be praying, then God will give me an idea. You understand? No, not a stupid idea, a kind of idea, a manipulating idea, a foolish, an idiot. You understand? Then I'll just do it, and I think, you know, glory be to God. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the better off you are. I'm telling you. The some of you, you're my friend, but I'm not hard to speak in the Holy Ghost. Even when I give you a lift, I can't just say Rama, you know, just, you know, hallelujah, Eyalama, you know, glory be to God, hallelujah, everyone. Now, there's a guy, a friend of mine, I wrote about him in my book, called Jeremiah. He's in the States, he's an American. So, I remember when I was there for school, my last two nights there, when I was there for school, I spent them at his house. Now, the guy loved, he had never met someone who was always praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, the guy, I was a wonder to him. He's like, I've never met, he would go tell his friend, man, this guy from Africa. Man, the guy, come and see him. The guy believed that any time I could be translated. I'm telling you. He will give me a lift in his car. You know, then every time I'm just praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, just casually, just, you know. The girl was amazed by tongue speaking, you know. Then I told him something, but this tongue thing, man, the guy was messing me right now. My second last night in the U.S. in his house, he had a dream. He had a dream when he was somewhere with his pastor, then me, then him, Jeremiah, you know. So he tells his pastor in the dream that, Pastor Woods, you're going to become rich because I'm going to be rich. Then when he said that, he says, I called him in the dream. Who's Jeremiah? Yeah. I called him in the dream and I told him that, Jeremiah, then I spoke words, you know, which he didn't understand in the dream, and the dream ended. So the guy wakes up. He tells me, now, Moses, I had this dream. I told my pastor, you're going to be rich, because I'm going to be rich. Then you called me and you told me this. He spoke the words and I had no clue what they were. He said, but you're the one who told them to me in the dream. You spoke in tongues in a dream, in a language I don't know, and I believe that's your language in Africa. I told him, zero, I don't know. He called Flora. Flora is here. Where's Flora? I saw her somewhere. She's not here. Called Flora because we were with Flora at school. So called Flora. Flora, what do these words mean? Because Moses, he told me these words in a dream. You know, and Flora said, no, those words are not there. Now that evening or afternoon, Jeremiah met a certain lady. She was staying in America, but she was from Brazil. Then casually asked her that, what do these words mean? And this old lady didn't like say, what? Well, you know, she just said those words mean, count your money. See, they mean, they're in Portuguese. You know, in Brazil, they speak Portuguese. So this woman knew. The moment the words mean, count your money. And you could see it was in context of what? You know, pastor, you're not being, you know? Then I called him, say, Jeremiah, count your money. Glory be to God. So Joseph, count your money. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. So you see, every word, every sound that comes out of your mouth has a meaning. And some of those God wants you to know because you need it. You need that wisdom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Amen. The more you speak in tongues, the better off you are. Because when you speak in tongues, you're tapping into the mind of Christ. You're speaking mysteries unto God, and the Spirit knows what those words mean. And if you inquire of Him, if you relate with Him, with wisdom, the person, then He will give you the understanding. And you will live a life when you always be at the top, never at the bottom. You will be the head in everything. You'll have answers to every question. Everything that tries to come before you, you understand, to resist the will of God for your life, you'll have a solution to it. Glory be to God. If you speak in tongues, and you do what? You ask God for interpretation. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Your name has a meaning. Live up to it. And the words that come out of your mouth in tongues have meanings. Ask God for interpretation. Amen. And that's how you tap into the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. So thank Him for what you've heard. Amen. Thank Him. May the Spirit give you the grace for more revelation concerning what you have heard. And may you become greater and greater. May you become greater and greater. Even as the Father's blessing, even as the Father's blessing operates in your life to make you what you are called to be. Father, we thank you.
Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.